From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is calling for a massive aid package from Europe for Syria's neighbors to help curb the flow of migrants into the European Union. The Prime Minister says Syrian refugees already have a safe place to stay in refugee camps surrounding Syria. He maintains those coming to Europe are not, in fact, seeking safety, but looking for a better living standard. At a town hall meeting Friday, President Obama spoke about the crisis.
Unfortunately, we can anticipate that refugees will be an ongoing problem for decades to come. And the reason is because there are too many states that are not doing well by their people.
Human Rights Watch Executive Director Kenneth Roth told VOA the current refugee crisis is not a crisis in terms of numbers, but in terms of Islamophobia and political considerations. Egypt's Prime Minister Ibrahim Malab and his cabinet resigned today, just days after the agriculture minister was arrested on corruption charges. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi asked the outgoing Prime Minister, Petroleum Minister Sharif Ismail to form an interim government within a week after accepting the resignations. Key portfolio holders, the defense, interior, and foreign ministers are expected to remain in the new government. Saudi officials are investigating the collapse of a construction crane at the Grand Mosque in the holy city of Mecca that killed at least 107 people and injured more than 230 others. The massive crane came down on worshippers gathered for Friday prayers just days ahead of the start of the annual Hajj pilgrimage to one of Islam's holiest sites. Photos on social media show pilgrims in bloodied robes and masses of debris. A witness on hand said weather was a factor, with heavy rains and strong winds unbalancing the crane. This is VOA.